Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. First off, today's podcast episode is a very special episode because this is the episode number 300. So 300 episodes today. And so that's pretty cool in and of itself. So a special thank you for everyone who is listening. That is a lot of listening to podcast episodes, Fearfully and Wonderfully Me. So super excited to be just celebrating that milestone today. So today's podcast episode is inspired by a fabulous quote I read just this morning. I saw this quote and it just really was one of those quotes that made me stop and think how much wisdom is contained in this one sentence. Tim Elmore says, "If you don't have time for what matters, you need to stop doing the things that don't matter." And there's just so much wisdom in that. I'm just going to say it one more time. If you don't have time for what matters, you need to stop doing things that don't matter. And wow, that was just such a powerful quote, because so much of the time I hear people say things like, "I don't have time for exercise," or "I don't have time for this," or "I didn't have time for that." But it's just a really profound point to say that if you are spending all of your time to the point that you don't have time for the things that matter, then you need to stop doing things that don't matter, right? So that you have more time to do things that do matter. And when I thought about that, and I'm very intentional with my time, and I certainly try to just maximize my energy and make sure that I am focused on activities that move me forward, not just activities for the sake of doing activities. But it challenged me to just stop and think over the last week, did I have time for the things that mattered? And overall, I think that's something I do pretty well, is just focusing on the priority of the moment. Doesn't mean that there aren't other things that need to get done. And there are lots of tasks that are important, things that I want to accomplish. And certainly I have a full plate because I want a full plate. There's a lot that I want to accomplish. Things like writing books and doing podcasts and uploading videos and our new YouTube channel, youtube.com/@bluecollarleadership, especially if you haven't checked out the playlist, Real People Getting Real Results. It's really great, where Mac is interviewing people who are getting results from applying leadership principles. So super cool. But all of these things certainly take time. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just being conscious of, you know, when we fill our plate with activities and projects and things like that, are we still protecting time for what matters? And, you know, I realize that's something I do pretty well, but there's still room for improvement. And so I just had to catch myself when I read that quote this morning. I was stopped and reflect back. Did I not have time for something that did matter this week? And I thought of maybe just one or two small examples. And so overall, again, very satisfied with that. But it definitely made me stop and reflect. Am I being intentional about saying no to the things that don't matter? And I focus on this today because it is so easy to get caught up in the things that don't matter. And they might be good things, but they might be things that are not most important to you and your values and your priorities. And so for me, one way that I am intentional about making sure I'm focusing on the things that do matter is I have, and I've touched on this before, but I start my morning every morning with some intentional thought about the top three priorities for the day. And it might not always be three. Sometimes it's just one, depending on how big of a task it is. Now, there are certainly other things that go on my list of here's what I want to accomplish today. But I am intentional about picking those three priorities. And what I also know is when I set out the morning, or when I set out in the morning for the rest of the day, I also have to be willing to be flexible when I need to be flexible. So just because I've planned out and mapped out the priorities for the day doesn't mean at some point I might need to shift those priorities or absolutely just change those priorities based on something that might come up that is more important, that matters more, or maybe matters more in the moment. And so my point here being, it's absolutely fine. Like if you're like me and you're a planner and you like to plan things and you like list things, and sometimes you write things on your list that you've already done just so you can cross them off. And there's nothing wrong with that, but a reminder that at some point we might need to be flexible. And just because we wrote something down on the list, it might need to move to the back burner. Perhaps it's less important of a priority when something changes, when the situation changes. And so critical that we are focused on that so that we don't say, well, I don't have time for something that matters because I'm doing something else that's not as important, right? We don't want to get into that habit, that cycle. And it's easy to do to get caught up in the whirlwind of life and being busy. And certainly all of us are challenged these days with how we're spending our time and energy. And are we spending it on the things that move us forward in life? Is what I'm working on right now, is what I'm doing right now going to help move me forward in the direction that I want to go? And how much of the time is the answer to that question no? And so there again, something that we have to just be conscious of, because the whirlwind of life will catch you up. And you won't even realize that sometimes your time and energy are seeping away in little ways. I remember the term, I forget where it comes from, and I forget who said it, but it wasn't mine, but it just comes to mind because it fits right here. The term screen suck, where you pick up your phone to check an email or respond to an email or something like that. And before you know it, you've seen three other notifications. Maybe you check your social media and you open up your LinkedIn or your Facebook, and then you find yourself just getting caught up and spending 15 minutes when you didn't even intend to do that to begin with, right? And it's just that we get pulled in to the device or to the connection or to the social media or something like that when we didn't intend to, right? But that is certainly a time drain, might be an energy drain if whatever you got sucked into is negative. And be careful what is controlling your time and your energy, because what is influencing us is impacting us and it's affecting us. Now, it's not determining us, certainly, but you have to be really, really, really conscious and careful of what are the little energy drains, right? I think most of us are conscious of the big things, being careful about saying no to the big things that don't fit, but are we implementing this concept and this principle in small ways throughout their day? So stop doing things that don't matter in little ways, because these add up over time. If you just got pulled into social media in a negative way, doing something that didn't serve you, maybe it's just scrolling, maybe it's just reading the news that gets you frustrated or whatever it might be, and you just did that 15 minutes a day, if you thought about that over 4 days, Monday through Thursday, that would be a whole hour of your actual time. So that's the time cost, but what is the energy cost? For me, another way that this shows up in little ways is just sometimes those little interruptions that don't really matter, but they distract me from something that I'm working on. And this could be an example of a spam phone call, right? That I might be heavily focused on a project on the website or deep in writing a chapter in a new book. And on that subject, while I'm talking about being distracted, Mac and I are working on the third book in the Toolbox Tip series. So this one is actually going to be based on my book, Straight Talk, The Power of Effective Communication. So it'll be 60 tips to increase your ability to connect and communicate with people. So again, our toolbox tips, if you're not familiar with them, are just those little short lessons. You can cover them in a minute or two that are really just designed to help, you know, micro lessons that are designed to help provoke thought, raise awareness, and you can use them personally, or you can use them, you know, just to as a toolbox tool for meetings or something like that, or short micro lessons to grow and develop other people on your team. So anyway, totally a distraction there, but it's definitely one of those projects that has added something to my plate in a beautiful way. But let's say, for example, I'm, you know, heavily focused on writing, and then the phone rings and I interrupt my writing and my flow of thought and pick up the phone to answer it, only to find that it's a spam auto, you know, auto dialer call or spam call. And so I can hang that up, and literally it didn't take more than 20 seconds, but it just totally distracted my energy and my train of thought. So a way that I combat that, sometimes I just need to put my phone on do not disturb. Like if I'm really working on something that I don't need to be distracted from, I can be intentional on the front end about protecting that energy, protecting that train of thought, protecting that time slot for really focused thinking. And there again, I think most of us are conscious about the big ways that we can be derailed from our productivity, from our accomplishments. But a lot of times we don't think about how the small ways add up. And it is so important to just take advantage of all of our time and energy. Honestly, we all have a lot that we want to accomplish, right? People are busy. You're busy. You have a lot going on. And so being intentional about the little ways that we don't think about how we're spending time on things that don't matter. And all of that adds up so that we don't always have time for what does matter. And sometimes you can be strategic about working more than one priority into your day. For example, I love walking meetings, and that's something that, of course, you can't always do that based on the weather. But rather than, hey, let's meet for a coffee, well, why don't we meet outside and go get some exercise while we're meeting, right? And so for me, that's a great way to get two priorities accomplished. I'm having a productive meeting, but also getting just some, you know, some walking and some activity and some physical exercise in. And you know, not everybody wants to have a walking meeting, but it is a great example of when I can look at my calendar and say, okay, how can I combine more than one priority? And that allows me to maximize my time and maximize my energy. And honestly, I think so much better when I'm physically moving. And so for me, that's a great way to really have productive meetings, brainstorming sessions. It just really helps me be more productive with thoughts and ideas and creativity. So the challenge if you're having a walking meeting, of course, is capturing all of those great ideas and brainstorming. But just make sure that you are intentional about writing those things down as soon as you get done so that you don't lose any of those good thoughts or ideas. So again, just a few suggestions on how you can maximize that time and energy. But closing thought as I wrap up this podcast episode is, you know, once again, challenge you to just pull out your calendar for the day and look back at every day last week. And if you were to journal down, how did you spend your time? What did you spend your time on? Go back and challenge yourself to look at how much time you spent on things that did not matter. And think about what else you could have done with that time instead, working on something that does matter. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.